Next person that signed up is Tom Webb III.
You can't please all of the people all of the time. Somebody famous said that. I'm saying it to them on the way to being famous, I guess. I went to one football game when I was in high school, watching a bunch of old boys running into each other out on the field. I was bored, just bored to death. I don't care a thing about sports. I understand it's very important to a lot of people, but I think it's a distraction. I don't care a thing about it. And this thing about spending so much money on a sports complex, there's probably some better things to spend it on. It would be, jumping ahead of myself. There's a Veterans Day parade, Columbia, supposed to be Friday, one of the biggest in the nation. It's going to get rained out, almost certainly rained out Friday. I'd have liked to have been there. A lot of people marched off to war, you know, what the purpose was, so they could come home to civilian life. But it seems like more and more rules and regulations and even international codes to live by now. And the question might be, will civilians not be civilians anymore at some point? Always have to, are we going to have our hair to cut to a certain length and wear polished shoes? Will there be a uniform? That's going a bit far, but nobody thought things would happen that have happened in the past couple of years. My parents would have been appalled. My grandparents would have been appalled at how far we have slipped. They wouldn't have believed it. They would have said I was crazy if I could get back and tell them what has actually happened. So there are plans. There are always plans behind the curtain, so to speak. The World Economic Forum says no private property by 2030. Nobody here probably knows what the World Economic Forum is. It's been in the news just about that much here, there, and yonder. If you listen to the right news, it's out there a lot. World Economic Forum, big shots, industry, politics, banking. They want to rule the world. They're telling us now that by 2030, there'll be no private property. And they're also saying, along with the other very far left-leaning people, that cattle are going to ruin the atmosphere because when they eat grass and digest it, they do a little something they call farting. And they give off methane. They give off methane. So we're going to have to get rid of cattle. That's in the works now. And we're going to have to eat more bugs. That's what they're saying. World Economic Forum is saying we got to eat more bugs. And as far as methane goes, swamps. You know what happens to the leaves that fall into a swamp? It settles to the bottom. It goes through anaerobic decomposition and gives off methane. So I guess if they're going to get rid of cattle, they're going to have to get rid of all the swamps. Master recreation plan, five-year plans, 10-year plans, comprehensive plan. Sounds a little Soviet Union to me. Worries me when so many...
Tom, can you just ramp it up, please? Yeah.
Worries me when there's so many plans being done for us, it might be something that's going to be done to us. Daniel Webster said something like, it's not too much to say the Constitution was made to protect the people from men who, in all ages, would be masters. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters, and I'll add, they'll have a master plan. You just watch. Federal government is trying to spend us into poverty, and you will join them with this master plan to spend $14.5 million on another park. Inflation now going to get worse. Hard times coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.